WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Get so mad, there's no control in me. My thoughts get so bad, I'm like, I might grab a bat, I don't know. My wrath, my blood boils over like, oh God, here goes. I lost all feeling from my head to my toes. You said some shit that I can't let go, so just stay tuned for the rest of the show.
So have you ever felt betrayed? Switches how you see things, realize something needs change. Cause I know you got me fucked up, let me show you what's up.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. And y'all... is an exciting night for us because it is draft night in the NFL. We are underway and the Tennessee Titans pick is in. So I'm going to introduce myself real quick before they make that announcement. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining us always is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. We're doing things. Things are moving. People are moving to different teams. Trades are happening. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive. To interact with us. It's draft night, y'all.
NFL. And no, Kevin Costner is not here.
Kevin Costner is not here on this show. No. We don't have that.
No. But what we do have is news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. We talking about NXT Spring Breakin'.
That's a name.
They tried. That, I mean, they did. They tried. It's a stretch, but they tried. So, I mean, not a lot of QBs have gone, but it's not a QB year. So, I don't know. I don't think any quarterbacks have gone yet, have they?
No, I don't think any quarterback has been drafted yet. No.
Like, so far, it's been sort of supports and defense and wide receivers. Is that a cello in a rock band?
Probably.
That's awesome. Okay, wait. We're waiting for the pick because the pick is in, and I think Goodell's about to, like, walk out. Respect to the dude in the Spider-Man mask.
Treylon Burks, wide receiver, Arkansas.
There you go. So congratulations to him. So I say we don't waste any more time because the next pick could happen right away because New Orleans is on the clock. So let's jump right into news back to our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We got the nice live reaction there, which is good. So it was unlike draft number one, who they were all anticipating the announcement, and they didn't actually get.
Yeah, God. The guy just... It was so delayed.
You're just sitting there and everybody's smiling and waiting. Like, but, you know, I feel like you have to know, right, that you're going number one. Like, I feel like in some way they know.
They know, but the reaction. So to like ESPN or NFL, or it was ESPN who screwed it up. It was like they kept the camera on for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, they were waiting for it and it just never came. So feel bad for him. But yeah, nice reaction with the family is there at home. So thankfully, there aren't too many news stories, but we do have something that ties with the NFL draft. And that is that The Miz and Titus O'Neil will be announcing draft picks as part of the second round tomorrow night. So everybody can look forward to that.
Woot woot. That's cool for them. Miz is doing Cleveland and Titus is doing Tampa.
Which is exciting.
It's very exciting for them because they're big, huge football fans. So they get to go out on stage and announce, hey, we have selected so-and-so.
And I want The Miz to cut a promo on Goodell and basically be like, this is how you get a crowd reaction.
By the way, it is standard procedure to boo Roger Goodell.
I like that it's a tradition now.
It is. It's a tradition like no other.
Like, you just boo the NFL commissioner.
Yeah.
For reasons. I mean, he's not the greatest commissioner in the world, but I just like how that is just a thing now. We just all boo the NFL commissioner because we can.
And he plays into it.
They lean into it so goddamn hard. That's what makes it even more hilarious, is it's like, okay, all right, y'all are going to boo him. We're not going to do anything to fix it. We're just going to lean into this and go.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, all right, I respect that.
Yeah, very respectable.
Like, good job, y'all. Good job. So, moving on from that, sticking with WWE, WWE has announced that they are partnering with DAZN to promote Kate Taylor Amanda Serrano boxing match. Several WWE superstars will help promote the April 30th bout from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, so it's Becky Lynch in one, leading one team in the one corner, and it'll be Bianca Belair in another. I believe it's Finn, Sheamus, Shayna, and Sasha on Becky's team with Damian, Queen Zelina, let's see, Charlotte, and Alexa siding with Bianca Belair. So for Team Amanda.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's great cross-promotion. The Zone, DAZN, came to WWE about ideas how to promote the fight, and, you know, this is what they came up with.
Hey, sorry, I had to stretch my jaw for a second. By the way, just going back to Roger Goodell, I really wonder what his job entails. I don't know why, but I inexplicably wonder what the NFL commissioner does. I'm sure he's a very busy man, but, like, what are you busy commissioning?
He has lots of meetings.
I bet he does. I mean, I'm sure he's got to contend with owners and the players union and everything else. But, like, I would just be curious to see what the NFL commissioner does on a day-in, day-out basis. Mm. I would very much like to know that.
There's probably things out there that detail it.
Like, what does he actually do? Because it's a government job. You have to be appointed to it. And you're getting paid lots of money to do it. So I'm very curious. Like, yeah, a lot of can't glad handling, to say the least. Like, I'm sure he's had a hellish 2 years in terms of COVID and everything, but I'm curious, like, what the NFL commissioner actually does.
The best NFL draft was still the one from his house.
Yeah, that was good.
That's completely...
With him in his chair.
Yeah.
I think he actually did 3 rounds that year because he was at home, so he could.
I mean, he could. He just had to sit there. And they handed him things so he could talk.
And then that they brought the chair to the draft.
That was good. That was a nice tie-in for last year.
And I'm sure they got rid of the chair right after the draft and he got a new one. Might not have actually been the chair from his house. I'm sure it was one to look like the chair from his house. I doubt he brought the actual chair. But moving on, or actually, no, wait, the Saints pick is in. Speaking of Roger Goodell, he's making his way to the stage. I don't even know who the MLB commissioner is. Isn't it a lady?
No, it's a dude. What is the... hell, I forget his name.
Is there an NBA commissioner? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's... used to be David Stern. It's now... Matt, you know, who's the NBA commissioner? Robert Manfred is the MLB one. Adam Silver, that's it, is NBA.
Like, I've only ever heard of Roger Goodell. I just because I watched the draft. Because they don't make as big of a deal of the NBA and the MLB drafts at all. Like, it's not on this level.
No.
Like, NFL is just like, the draft!
I mean, NBA does it on TNT, but this is bigger.
This is next level.
100% next level, yeah.
Trevor Penning, Northern Iowa, an offensive tackle.
It's boots to asses time.
NJ Breeze Babe, thanks so much for scribing with the tier one.
Thanks, Amy.
He's very excited. What makes me really sad is that, he big. 6'7", 325. They fed him well in Iowa. Damn, he big.
They big.
What makes me sad is they had them all come in, I think, to shoot all this. Or they shot it all at the combine. I'm not sure which. But like all the videos of them and everything and all the pictures and shit like that. And then it's like, okay, go home. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
But anyway, as the Steelers aren't on the clock, now I would expect they take a quarterback.
No.
No?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Who's going to be the heir to Big Ben's legacy, though?
They traded for someone, didn't they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Looking it up.
Look it up real quick. Well, while you look that up, will the Steelers make a pick?
Mitch Trubisky.
Who?
Mitchell Trubisky, who was in Chicago. Everyone thought was going to be a big deal in Chicago, then got traded, and now he's traded to Pittsburgh.
Aw, poor Kenny Pickett. Aw, honey. Here's hoping you go in the first round. Aw. It's been a defensive year, for sure, for the draft.
It is, because quarterbacks are not the rage this year.
Even though several teams need them.
They need them, but there's no good prospects right now.
Which is sad.
Well, if you think about it, they overdrafted quarterbacks in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's fair. Moving on real quickly, shout out to Adam Page, who unfortunately has COVID-19. He had to miss yesterday's AEW tapings as a result, and he will not be at Rampage tomorrow either because he has the COVID snot.
Yeah,
he released a statement.
That was his comment. He has the COVID snot.
He has the COVID snot. So unfortunately, he will not be there. So feel better soon, Adam Page. And in other news, The Inspiration announced that they were taking a permanent leave of absence from Impact Wrestling. Or I'm sorry, not permanent, like extended leave of absence from Impact as they pursue their careers in modeling. They're going to not OnlyFans. What is it?
Brand Army is where they run their stuff from. Former Impact Knockouts World Tag Team Champions, The Inspiration, Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay confirmed today they will be indefinitely stepping away from in-ring action. The Inspiration have been a great part of Impact Knockout's roster and wonderful to work with, said Impact Executive Vice President Scott Damore. Cassie and Jesse are incredibly talented performers. Everyone in Impact wishes them every success in the future. The Inspiration issued this joint statement. We want to thank Scott Damore and the entire Impact family. We had such an amazing experience working with the incredible Impact staff and roster. We will cherish these Impact memories forever. We are excited to start a new chapter in our lives and explore other opportunities that may come our way.
Ding! So good luck to them as they pursue that. And speaking of pursuits, Bad Bunny is just continuing to skyrocket. He is set to star in Marvel's El Muerto. So congratulations to him. The Rock is making a movie based off of the video game It Takes Two.
Which was, well, I believe, Game of the Year at the Streamer Awards, I believe.
I never played it, so I don't know.
Don't know, but it was nominated and won, like, movie of the year. I think Dr. Lupa was hyping that one up.
I know he and his wife played it, but I just never, because it's a two-player.
Mm-hmm.
I never played it because, you know, reasons. Yeah. So,
Speaking of two players,
it got announced today that Wyndham and JoJo, that is Wyndham Rotunda and JoJo Offerman, are engaged to be married. Congratulations to them. She's got a beautiful ring. And so best of luck to them as they head towards the aisle.
It's about time.
Yeah. I mean, each his own. You know, y'all want to live together and y'all want to have kids together and you do your thing. Hey, yeah, absolutely. But it's good that they're going to get married and do that thing and stay together. So
yeah.
Congratulations to them.
Indeed.
And with that, tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right, so before we read tweets, the pick is in for the Steelers, and it is... Drumroll.
They're hyping up things.
They're hyping up things. I was going to say there's a dude. I don't know who he is. I do not have a sound on, because, you know, it's too much.
It's Franco Harris on the stage.
by the way. Anyway, we're about to hear the pick, and then we'll get into the tweet of the week.
Yeah, we're waiting for the pick, and then we'll get into the tweet of the week. They just came in, like, took somebody away.
They did pick a quarterback. Kenny Pickett, number 20.
Aw, Kenny. Good for him. Yay.
So the quarterback is finally off the board.
Poor Kenny. He's just sitting back there with his family, and, you know, it's like, he's waiting, and he's waiting, and he's waiting, and aw, yay. Like, that's got to be stressful as hell. You're just sitting there waiting for somebody to call your name. Like, that sucks.
I mean, remember the Aaron Rodgers stuff from many a moon ago? He just waited and waited and waited and waited.
So he's going to Pittsburgh.
Anyway.
Aw, he's overcome. Aw.
Actual emotion.
Actual emotion. Well, you got to admit, like, basically acknowledge that he's been sitting there waiting, like I said, and it's like, God, are they ever going to call my name? Because nobody's picking quarterbacks. Like, nobody. It's all defensive and offensive and, like, support and stuff like that. So if you're a quarterback, you're sitting there right now like, crap, what do I do? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially for someone like him. So that's good. That's sweet. And he's just on the phone crying. And they're all like somebody just smacked his phone into his head. Nice. Anyway, the Patriots are on the clock. They are picking, so let's do two of the week really quick. WWE and Fox, Xavier Woods gets the best of Butch again. Austin Creed responds, ha! And now I'm on my way to PAX East. Literally right now, roll him up. Hashtag backwoods. Pete Dunne responds, see you there! Because, you know, he got away. Austin Creed goes, you're legit one of the most talented dudes on the entire roster, and I can't wait to see your Scrappy-Doo cosplay. Justin Amash. Whenever anyone writes martial law, I imagine a legal drama starring Eminem.
Okay.
Malcolm Bivens. I don't know. I thought it was funny. Malcolm Bivens. If you think you're working hard, just remember that dollar store Bray Wyatt woke up one morning and decided he kidnapped someone's dad for a title shot. If that's not a dream chaser, then I don't know who is.
The name is Joe Gacy, by the way.
Dollar store Bray Wyatt.
Joe Gacy.
Dollar store Bray Wyatt.
Joe. Anyway.
That's all I have.
Colin Coward. Ben Simmons out for game 4? Man. Heartbreaking to see them lose a reliable teammate in crisis. So John Cena tweeted this whole long thing about Austin Theory. Austin Theory goes, thanks for always being a fan, John Cena. I've got an action figure of mine with your name on it. Hashtag hustle, loyalty, respect. Courage JD. Elon Musk really just bought Twitter for $45.5 billion. And I thought it was a flex buying double meat, chicken, and guacamole at Chipotle. Ninja. I thought buying that kid's bank and foreclosing his house was a flex. I got a lot to learn. Malcolm Bivens. Tweeted Damian Priest in a DM. Bro, ask Gadget to teach me how to control the lights. Imagine I'm at Panda Express. Last in line in this bitch. I snap my fingers. Pow. Lights back on and in my car eating orange chicken. Gangrel could never. LOL. You can no longer send direct messages to this person. Malcolm Bivens, coward. Nikita. 30,000 likes, I'll remove all traders for 5 days. 45,000 likes, and flea market will also be removed. Pool Shark, 50,000, and you remove game access for a week and add a black hole splash screen. Dr. Lupo, and add a battle pass, and sex. Tim A, sex. Sex is good.
Do we really need sex in game?
In Tarkov?
In Tarkov, like, do we really need sex? Like, don't they have to put women in there, or are they going to have other kinds of sex in there?
We'll have to see.
Because then doesn't just it become like Grand Theft Auto?
I mean, with VoIPing, it might be now.
Like, I'm just curious. And also, will, if they do put sex in the game, will Lupo fake an orgasm on stream? I have so many questions.
He always already does.
But I mean, like, he could do more. Like, he could get the full-on experience. It would be awesome.
On his OnlyFans?
Yeah, on his OnlyFans.
That's Tweet of the Week.
All right, and with that, we're going to take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about NXT Spring Break-In. We're going to preview the show and let you know who we think are going to win and who we think are going to lose. So come check it out with us. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Need to find more power in the way I be. And when my mind turns out with the painful scenes, I need to scream out loud, I can't stop me. I want to be the greatest like Rocky. You know I leave them all hate like a hobby. I'm out here making moves like a lobby. And if you ain't with me, it's a lost scene. I got my mind on the facts. I'm a python rap. What I like real fast. So until I have everything I attack. Everything that I lack. Everything that I want. And I see matter of fact. Cause I'm my own worst enemy.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight to Houston, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Back right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. If you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple, and y'all, it is draft night, in case you're just joining us. So we are talking about the NFL draft as it happens live, and we are also talking some wrestling in terms of WWE, where we are going to be talking all about NXT Spring Break-In, as well as talking about this week's episode of NXT. But before we do that, the pick is in for the Packers, so we will see
them darn cheeseheads.
We will see who they take in Green Bay after they have been embroiled in quite the year with Aaron Rodgers and his drama.
They take a quarterback. That would be something. But I
isn't that what led to this whole like debacle with Aaron Rodgers in the first place? Was they took a quarterback yes. in the draft?
Yes.
And he like flipped out like a bitch.
Yes. Quay Walker, linebacker from Georgia.
All right. That's good.
So let's talk about NXT. Nikita Lyons, Lash Legend, something.
They tried.
They tried.
I don't want to knock anybody, but can we stop with like, I don't know, just the overt sexuality of some things? Like, and this is just me, and I am excessively prudish in some cases. I will fully admit that. But just like, I don't know why, but there's been like too much open mouth tongue action for me lately. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't find it appealing, and I know it's not done for me, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's like the match was just, it was there.
It is two girls who are learning. Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way to describe it. Two girls who were in developmental learning. Nikita Lyons would end up getting the win after the match. You saw a run-in from Natalya, who then we saw a run-in from Cora Jade, who swung her skateboard, missed Natty, and Natty tries to put in a sharpshooter, and Nikita Lyons took her out.
I will say this, you can tell they see a lot in Nikita Lyons.
Yes.
And they are pushing her extremely hard. They're going to inject her into the feud with Natty and Cora Jade. And Natty got an assist from Lash Legends, so they're going to set something up with that next week.
Yes, we'll talk about that more here in a minute. It was supposed to be Tony D'Angelo taking on Zion Quinn, but Zion Quinn apparently wasn't cleared. So it was Von Wagner with Mr. Stone taking on Tony D'Angelo.
This was interesting. This had some fun, like, this was another kind of weird week, but this had some fun elements to it. Namely, we saw the reemergence of the Hitmen again, and that's what they're called. They're the Hitmen, and they're Tony's boys. And during the match, they got involved, but you also had Santos Escobar and Cruz show up.
You did.
And they went after Tony. And you have all these shenanigans going on outside of the ring. And somewhere, Robert Stone's getting in this mix. And Von Wagner's just in the ring. Like, in the middle of all of this chaos. Like, you actually feel a little bad for him. Because it's like, oh, honey, he just wanted to wrestle. And, like, all this BS is happening around you. But I liked it.
Yeah, so, Escobar took out D'Angelo by swiping the leg, and yeah, so.
With a pipe,
yeah. With the tire iron. The tire iron, as it were.
Like, I like when they, I don't know why it appeals to me, but when they do the more mafia-style stuff, and then you have the groups kind of going at each other, and, you know, you've given Tony backup, which is really good. He needs that. Mm-hmm. To sort of be his muscle when he can't be the muscle, because I think that's one thing that's really helped Santos is the fact that he has, I don't know what they're calling him now, but he has Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde. So, and then they have, what is her name? Carmen?
Elektra,
thank you. Elektra.
I mean, you were close. Carmen, Elektra, I mean, close.
Well, I was trying to remember her name, and I can never remember her name for some reason. Like, I have such a mental block against her name, and I don't know why. All I know is she's fabulous. But they have that whole complete group, and it's really put together, and I'm not quite sure what they're doing with it. They're doing something. But they're using it to help get Tony D'Angelo over, which is good. So I like all this. I just felt bad for Von Wagner, because he was kind of sort of like a little bit of an afterthought in this. But
yet he got the win.
Yeah, he got the win. Like, he just kicked Tony D'Angelo right in the face when he got back in the ring, and 1-2-3 he wins. But yeah, like, they're trying with Von Wagner, but
he has no personality.
I mean even Robert Stone, I don't know,
they're trying
really hard with him. Like, I will say this, putting him with Robert Stone, giving him the makeover, doing all the things that they've done for him has helped. But Lord bless him, he just doesn't have a personality that shines through on TV. Like, I'm sure he's a lovely individual, but that personality is just not coming through. And I don't know what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to try all the tricks in the book to get him over eventually.
But we'll see, because they see something in him, clearly. Like, he's talented in the ring. He's good in the ring. He just has the personality of a rock.
It was time for Nathan Frazier's in-ring debut, but before that could happen, Grayson Waller attacks. He starts cutting his promo. It's about him and all this stuff. And then he sees Andre Chase in the thing, and he chastises them. So they come closer to the ring. This led Nathan Frazier to get back up, take out Waller. And then Andre Chase is like, you know what all this is? It's a teachable moment.
Like you do.
It's getting the phrase over.
I still don't know what they're doing with Andre Chase, but I like him as a manager.
Yeah, as a manager, he's good. He can lead a group of people.
I almost feel like what they need to do, and this is, again, just me, like, talking shit, is I would actually kind of like them to bring either Alpha Academy down to NXT to feud with Chase University, or you have Chase University come up to feud with Alpha Academy.
Maybe.
At some point, if it keeps going, just because I feel like Andre Chase has the ability to do stuff with Chad Gable that could be very entertaining. Like, I feel like from an entertainment factor, it would be good. But that's just me, because it's like you have Alpha Academy and then you have Chase University. Like, it just seems like they could be rival schools.
Zaire Elam cornerback from Florida goes to Buffalo.
All right.
So there you have it.
And now the pick that we've all been waiting for, and when I say all, I mean Brent, the Dallas Cowboys are on the clock.
We'll see if he reacts. It was announced we're getting an NXT Women's Breakout Tournament this year. It starts in 2 weeks, and our first entrant is Ariana Grace, a.k.a. Santino Morello's daughter.
That was fast.
Yeah.
They got her on TV quick. She must know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. We had Grayson Waller and Tiffany Stratton bonding.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Grayson Waller, like, he and his opponent-to-be have been talking quite a lot of shit on Twitter. Like, it's very entertaining. There he is.
I knew he was there, so that's why I egged him on.
But I like how Grayson Waller tweeted out, you know, being trained by Seth Rollins is not a personality trait.
Yeah.
Like, that was good. But yes, Tiffany Stratton and Grayson Waller backstage. I think that could be good. That could be an interesting pairing.
Katana Chance and Caden Carter took on Yusla Leon and Valentina Ferez? Something like that. Katana Chance is the fighter, Casey Cancenero. She did a promo on .com about why she changed the name. So we all know her as Casey, but, you know, this is her inner self, or the girl who likes to drink whiskey. This is the girl that's coming out.
It's her party personality.
Yeah. So that's their explanation.
I do like their ring gear, or their entrance gear, Casey and Caden. I like the ring gear that they had on, like, the little shoulder things. Mm-hmm. Those were cool because they lit up.
Yeah.
And they were very eye-catching.
Katana and Caden would end up getting the win. We also had Alba Fire, a.k.a. Kaylee Ray, explain her new name.
Okay, I really liked how they did this promo.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the visual of it because they had her out there at night. She's dragging a bat. They put a little spark device on the bottom of the bat, so as she's dragging along the asphalt, it's sparking and shooting up fire. And then at the end, she just lights the bat on fire. Like, that was a really, really nice visual. That's the most badass they've made her look since she's shown up in NXT.
Yeah.
So good on them for that. Hopefully they continue that trend with her.
Mm-hmm. It was Legado del Fantasma taking on Fallon, Henley, Josh Briggs, and Brooks Jensen. Six-person tag team action. Legado with the win.
Oh, man. This was insanity. There was just people flying everywhere.
I mean, you know, that's how that goes.
And I think Tony D'Angelo's boy showed up. Or was that only earlier? I'm trying to remember.
I don't think they showed up in this one, no.
Okay, yeah. Then this was just the bodies flying everywhere. You had, like, fake AMW go for the attack right off the bat. Like, Legado hadn't even gotten their ring jackets off yet. And they're like, nope, we're just going to do this now. And boom, you know, like, just starts attacking them.
Mm-hmm. Kiana James is another entrant into the breakout tournament. Not sure who she was before, but that's who she is now.
Yeah, she looks familiar. I was kind of wondering, if she was Isla Dawn, but it's like, I don't think so. That's not her. Oh, hey, look, it's Jerry in the super room. Not to be confused with the super yacht.
Yeah. Sequoia defeated Trick Williams. Solid match. You had Cameron Grimes at ringside doing commentary, and it's now a triple threat match with Solo, Carmelo, and Cameron next week on Spring Breakin'.
I'm here for this. Let's go.
Totally here for this. The Viking Raiders defeated Idris Anouf and Malik Blade. This was all set up when Roderick Strong was trying to hype up the Diamond Mine. Like, you know, he won. You almost, and butts don't get you far enough in here. So you almost won, but we don't want almost. We want wins. So he brought in a former tag team champions, for them to take on next week, which would be the Viking Raiders. So the Viking Raiders are back in NXT for a couple weeks.
That's good. I think that's great for them. They're not really getting used on TV that much. So, yeah, bring them down to NXT and let them work with some people down there and do their thing down there for a while. Like, I like that they're bringing people back and forth to work with some of the NXT talent.
So we had Wesley reflecting on things.
Poor Wesley.
He's the odd man out.
Wait. The pick is in for Dallas.
We got some time.
So, you got some time?
Yeah. So it was set up backstage. Mandy Rose to take on Roxanne Perez. There was a confrontation backstage leading to this match. Mandy would end up getting the win. We saw some Wendy Chu action towards the end as well. So good stuff.
Good stuff. Very good stuff.
Also, Tony's henchmen are Troy, Two Dimes, Donovan, and Channing Stacks Lorenzo.
One of them's too cute. I'm sorry, he's just too pretty. I don't mean that negatively. I just mean, like, one of them is just really stupidly pretty. He's, like, too pretty to be a henchman.
Now we got the Cowboys pick. Also, Sloan Jacobs is another person in the tournament. But the Dallas Cowboys have selected in the pick no one cares about. Tyler Smith, offensive tackle, Tulsa.
Oh, well, at least he won't have far to go.
Anyway, it was the main event segment where Joe Gacy was in the ring with his druids. He says, Bronberger can't defend the title because of an injury, but, you know, he wants to be handed, basically. He wants the title to be handed to him. Rick Steiner shows up and says, well, you're wrong. My son is cleared, and he will defend the title at spring break. And the druids would surround the ring. Breaker would then show up, takes out some druids, but then would end up being taken out himself.
And he gets beat up, and Dollar Store Bray Wyatt is standing tall, and the title is passed from druid to druid to druid to druid individual and handed $2 store Bray Wyatt, and that is how we close the show.
That is, in fact, how we close the show, which leads us to our big discussion of the night, Spring Breakin', which is live next week on television. We got some matches.
We do.
There's some matches on the show.
That graphic is so offensive.
Including Cora Jade and Nikita Lyons taking on Natalya and Lash Legend. I mean, this is basically a match to hype up Cora Jade versus Natalya at some point. That's the way this comes off as me, to me.
It's building to that, and it's a good way to get Nikita Lyons and Lash Legend on the show and continue to build them up, because they had pulled, I think, Lash Legend off the TV for a while, just to let her cool down a little bit because something happened, and so to, you know, give it all space. They pulled her off TV and now they're ready to push her again. And they've been letting Nikita Lyons shine a little bit. So Cora will get a nice rub off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll learn a lot. All three of them will, from being in the ring with Natty.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, I think it is to build to the eventual match between Cora Jade and Natty Neidhart. So, I mean, there's not a lot of build with this. It's just kind of random.
Yeah, these are just quick picks because there's not much really to it. I'm going with Cora Jade and Nikita Lyons, because it would make sense for Cora to get one up on Natty before they eventually go at it. Because Natty's had the advantage most of the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't be fully surprised if Cora and Nikita could go over here, or don't go over here. Mm-hmm. Like, they should go over, is what I'm saying.
They should go over, but Natty going over wouldn't be a surprise either.
Natty going over wouldn't be a surprise either, but I feel like you need Cora to go over here.
Mm-hmm.
To continue the feud with Natty, because I feel like Natty will then come for Cora and be like, well, you just got lucky because you had Nikita Lyons with you. So you'll face me one-on-one, or they'll set it up somehow to do it one-on-one, basically. But yeah, I'm going Cora and Nikita.
We will have a sit-down meeting between Tony D'Angelo and Santos Escobar.
Somebody's going through a table. We all know how this goes. Somebody's going through a table.
Yeah. We have Grayson Waller and Nathan Frazier. This would be Nathan Frazier's NXT US debut. Most likely him getting the win.
I feel like, yeah. You're talking about Waller getting the win, right?
No, Frazier. I'm saying Frazier should get the win over Waller.
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with him.
But it's his in-ring debut in NXT US. So I would assume put him over big on his first night. Waller doesn't need wins at this stage because they're building him as the heel who complains.
I don't even know what Grayson Waller is, like, doing.
Being annoying.
Yeah, he's being annoying. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what Grayson Waller's purpose really kind of is. So, yeah, go other guy.
Nathan Frazier,
thank you. I can't remember his name. I don't know who he is. They just introduced him, like, yesterday, 2 days ago.
And a vignette last week.
Pay attention to vignettes.
We have the Creed brothers taking on the Viking Raiders. This is the chance for the Creed brothers to sort of show what they got and get a big victory over former tag team champions. That's the way this one comes across to me.
Yeah, I feel like you need to rebuild them a little bit, set them up to eventually go after the NXT tag team titles.
Yeah, that seems to be the move with where they're going with it.
Plus, you know, Malcolm Bivens will, you know, be Malcolm Bivens and do his Malcolm Bivens-y thing, and it'll be awesome and amazing and hilarious, and yeah.
Also, it doesn't hurt the Viking Raiders to lose this match.
Are they fucking signing sandwiches?
They might be. The only way I see the Creed Brothers losing here is if they break up the Diamond Mine.
Okay, so here's how I feel about that. I'm not totally opposed to it,
mm-hmm.
because you have breakouts in the Creed brothers, you had a breakout in Ivy, although they've kind of backed off of her, and you have a breakout in Malcolm Bivens. And I feel like he could go with either one of those and they would all be completely fine because Malcolm knows how to get them over.
Yeah.
And he's kind of the key component. The odd man out in this is sort of Roderick Strong. Like, he's a part of it, but he's not fully a part of it. He's just kind of there. And so I don't know how much longer Roddy's really going to be in the group. Like, it would almost just benefit them to split maybe Roddy and Ivy and have them go off and do their thing and then have Malcolm stay with the Creed brothers and they do their thing, right? Because it's kind of interesting, like...
And yes, they were signing sandwiches.
Why were they signing sandwiches?
I don't know. I just see it on Twitter.
But like, oh.
What?
They officially
announced it. Yeah, I sent you the message. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, I just feel like you could split up the Diamond Mine and it would be okay, but you can keep them together. But again, the Diamond Mine is another one of those things that they had it. They got it going. It didn't really make a lot of sense. They got some diamonds out of it. And it's just sort of been drifting. It's one of those things that hasn't received as much attention as some other items on their to-do list, which is expected. So I feel like in this instance, you should let the Creed brothers shine. You can build them into a viable tag team that can challenge for the titles. You can build them up for the main roster eventually to challenge for titles if they make it that far. I don't know, but what they do have is they have gold in Malcolm Bivens. And he is good with pretty much anybody that you put him with because he's just that talented. So we'll see what happens. But I feel like, the Creed brothers should win here. But wait, the Ravens pick is in.
Tyler Linderbaum, center, Iowa.
Let's see how big and thick this boy is. Oh, yeah. He's chunky.
All right. North American titles online. Triple threat match. Cameron Grimes defends against Carmelo Hayes. I'm not sure.
I don't think Cameron's going to retain.
I don't think so either.
As much as I love Cameron, as much as I think he deserves this and as talented as he is, they see something in Solo. They're pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
They're building him. And Cameron's kind of had his time in the sun. And I feel like at some point Cameron's going to go. And when I say go, I mean up. He's getting ready to get on the elevator. Like, you need to kind of shake things up with the North American title, so you put it on him. You can also shake Cameron up to eventually go for the world title again. And a North American title stop doesn't hurt him in that quest. So he has it for a little while. You put him in a triple threat. He loses it by not being pinned. You could have Solo pin Trick. You could have Trick pin Solo. He keeps Cameron out of it, and he doesn't get hurt, and he can move on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
But they do see something in Solo, and I think they do want to get a title on him. So I would say that, as much as I love Carmelo, and I think Carmelo's talented, and Carmelo would do well with the belt, I just feel like in this instance, it's going to Solo.
I agree with you on that one. That was going to be my pick is Solo. So there you go. And then there's your main event action. Bron Breakker defends the NXT Championship against Joe Gacy. I feel like this is just an opportunity for Bron Breakker to get a good win. Maybe this will move him on to Harlan at some point. But I think this is an easy win for Bron Breakker since he's sort of been, not really going over in this setup. Joe Gacy's had his number the last couple of weeks.
I am curious to see how this goes. Because one, we haven't seen Harland in a while. I think he's on his honeymoon, isn't he?
Maybe.
Did he get married? Or did he get engaged? No, he got married. So I could see that he's out on his honeymoon, but we have not seen Mr. Harland. He has not played any kind of role in Store Bray Wyatt's schemes. This is hard to pick.
How come?
Because you have something in Braun, and Braun is a perfectly credible champion, but Braun is also on the fast track, and at some point he will go to the main roster relatively quickly. He's a good champion, but it's hard to build people for him, I feel like, because he's a babyface champion, and you don't necessarily have a lot of heels to go for him. I feel like they're kind of babyface heavy on the top, but it's difficult to say because they don't necessarily have a lot of people built for that top level.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of Braun, and that was sort of it, because you had Tommaso and you moved Tommaso on, and there's nobody really left to challenge.
Carmelo would be the guy then.
But he's a face.
No, Carmelo's a heel.
He comes across to me as a face.
Well, he's actually a heel.
He's
because of his cockiness, he's a heel.
Okay. Anyway, you could do Carmelo, but I feel like in this instance, you could do something with Dollar Store Bray Wyatt. But we'll see if he also inherits Bray's booking as well, because they've been doing a really good job building him up as a credible challenger to Braun. You have the magical element, you have the druids, you have the mind games, which I do appreciate the mind games, because you don't have a lot of people that use them in modern day today where you're doing that stuff, even though Edge is doing a lot of it right now on TV, generally speaking, there for a while. It's kind of a dry spell on the mind games. Bray was the only one that was really using them, and that's what made him so fascinating, was the way that his stories went. I do like the story between Braun and Dollar Store Bray Wyatt. I still don't like that they took the Bray Wyatt character apart and basically gave it to Joe Gacy, but he's done a good job with it.
Yeah.
I don't know who to pick. Like, it's hard. It's difficult for me because it's like, you could go with Braun because Braun's the easy choice. But I feel like they've done something really special with Dollar Store Bray Wyatt and done a good job getting him over.
They have Jermaine Johnson, the second defensive end, Florida State, goes to the Jets.
Hey, good for him. Congratulations. I don't know. What do you think?
Braun Breaker's going over. This is an easy win for him. Simply and that. It's an easy win. No doubt in my mind.
No doubt?
No doubt.
None?
I think Gacy's built up to lose because he's a mid-card act right now. Druids and all, he's a mid-card act. If Breaker wins, what are your thoughts on Gargano coming back to Johnny? I mean, Johnny's done it in NXT. If Johnny ever comes back to WWE, it's for main roster because he has main roster goals that he wants to accomplish, including being Intercontinental and WWE Champion and working WrestleMania. So if Johnny's coming back, he's not coming back for NXT run.
Yeah, they won't bring him back for NXT. They might bring him back for an appearance or two, but he's, as far as NXT is concerned, he is 100% done.
That chapter has been fully closed.
And that was, I think, one of the reasons why he left. It's not a direct reason, but basically they had a change of the guard, and it's, you either need to go up or you need to go. And people made decisions accordingly.
And he's having a kid, so he took time off. So he has things he would like to accomplish. What they are, when they are, who knows? But that's kind of the deal.
Yeah, he's living his best life right now with his son and with Candace, and they're just having a good time and enjoying themselves and going to Disney, and he's on Twitch, and so he's just doing his thing. I mean, if he wants to come back, he'll come back, but it won't be for NXT, and it won't be for Braun Breaker in NXT. Might be on main roster, but it's hard to say. I don't know. I guess I can say Braun Breaker here. It's still difficult for me to pick. Like, it's been a good build, but it's not anything that I'm like, oh my god, I need to see this kind of thing. And that's what makes this show difficult for me in general, is it's like, there's going to be some really good matches on this card, and there are some good matches on this card, but it's not like, I have to see this.
No, it's just, it's a TV show with a fancy name.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And a fancy logo.
And a fancy logo, yeah.
But yeah, they'll continue to build Breaker up, and then they'll build the next challenger. It'll either be Cameron Grimes, or it'll be Carmelo Hayes, or it'll be somebody. They'll figure it out.
But I think we're done here.
I think we're done here, too. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight. This is another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. We're celebrating The Godfather on Saturday with a debate. Tune in. Find out what it is. Saturday night, midnight. Edition. Before that, we'll be Fortnite with friends. Sunday night, WTR, Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio previews WrestleMania Backlash, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Programming note. Write this one down. Write this all down. We're not live next week. It's Cinco de Mayo. So we're not live on Cinco de Mayo. We're tentatively scheduled, because plans could change, but as of now, there will either be a show on Thursday taped, or we'll be live on Friday. So we'll be live on Friday after SmackDown. How about that?
Ding.
That work? That work for everyone? So Friday night,
yeah.
Friday night rack? I think that's okay. All right? Cool.
Good with everybody?
Cool. So mark it in your calendar. May 6th, we're live. 10-ish. 10 p.m. Cool? There you go.
Yes. Yes, I am. Because I am off next week. It is my birthday on Monday. It is Cinco de Mayo on Thursday. And they have a girl that walks around with tequila shots. We getting lit. And I do not need to be on the air when I'm going to get lit. Just saying. The festivities are starting early, too.
So, yeah, so that's your update. Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. That Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, as Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Games Sports Chat. By clicking that purple rectangular button below on the screen, you can also use creator code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. And if you want to hang out with me on Twitch, I stream on Twitch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I stream Genshin Impact. I also stream occasionally on the weekends. I'll stream my perspective of Fortnite with friends on Saturday evenings if we're playing. So come check that out at twitch.tv/LinzWard. Get the channel follow. I would appreciate it. Also, give me a follow on Twitter at LinzWard, LNSWRD. Use the creator code. And yeah, just check out my YouTube, LinzWard.RockRadioShow.com or LinzWard on the YouTube. You can also check out MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211 for all of Matt's fine content as well, because it's amazing and awesome. And with that, we're going to go enjoy the rest of the draft, because we have come full circle, y'all. The Jaguars pick is in. Is Tony Khan going to be in the shot? We'll find out. Let you know. But till then, we will see you next week. Bye!
Lord, notice me. My whole life I just wanted to be somebody to be. Yeah, I just wanna be great. Yeah, I just wanna be great. Yeah, I just wanna be great. Yeah, yeah.
WildTalkRadio.com.